弟兄姐妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
今天正道的题目是末世的征兆。
Today's sermon title is Signs of the End of the Age.
在我准备这篇道的时候了，我没有想到会在这么一个氛围底下讲。
When I was preparing this sermon, I never thought that we're going to preach in this type of environment.
不过也好，我们真的感受到末世了，是吗？
But maybe it's good. We finally feel the end of the age.
有很多港台的影片就叫做赌神啊、赌圣啊一类，相信大家都看过。
There are many movie from the Hong Kongese and the Hong Kong and the Taiwan movies about the master of the gambler.
他这个赌局当中呢，有一张牌叫做底牌。
The last card in that gambling is called hole card.
其他牌都是面牌，就这张是底牌。
The other cards are just regular, and this one is the hole card.
这张底牌很重要，因为最后才翻开来。
This whole card is very important because it's the last one to be revealed.
而且一翻开来就决定胜负。
Once it's turned, it determines win or lose.
其实人类也有一张底牌。
Actually, for our mankind, we also have a whole card.
但是这张底牌谁都没有看过。
But we've never seen this whole card before.
这张底牌是掌握在神的手里。
It is at God's hand.
那么今天我们刚才念的那些经文就是关于末日的。
The verses we just read is about the end of the age.
我们来看看耶稣如何来描述末世。
Let's see how Jesus described the end of the age.
刚才念的经文当中第六节和第十一节我抽出来 跟大家分享。
For the verses we just read, I get the verse 6 and verse 11 out to share with you.
第六节讲的是没有一块石头留在另外一块石头的上面。
Verse 6 talks about there's not one stone above there's not one stone above the other.
这讲的是公元70年圣殿被毁的这么一件事件。
This prophecy is describing about the event at 70 AD when the temple was destroyed in Jerusalem.
因为门徒问这个圣殿会如何，然后耶稣就把圣殿的这个结局告诉他们。
Because the disciples were asking about the future of the temple, so Jesus told them about the future of the temple.
但是呢，耶稣没有停在这里。
But Jesus did not stop here.
他就做了一件我们现在叫做买一送一的这样一件事。
He did something we call now called buy one get one free.
那他送了什么呢？他就把末日，就是他再来的时候的景象也讲了。
What did he give for free? He actually talked about the end of the age, the second coming of him.
刚才念的，几节经文实际上不是全部我讲的，我全部讲的经文我今天印在这里，就是到了第36节。
The verses we just read is not all the verses I'm going to talk about today. All the verses, I've already printed all the verses we're going to talk about today in the separate paper, and we're going to talk until the verse 36.
我们来看看呢，这36节的经文当中呢，耶稣这种买一做一的买一送一的做法一直维持到最后。
Let's see these verses until verse 36, we can see that this buy one get one free style actually covered the whole verses.
我就把第五和第七节先抽出来，因为这跟预言没有关系，是门徒的一些问题。
Let's get the verse 5 and verse 7 out because these are the questions from disciples. It's not a prophecy.
那我用蓝色的表示这个公元70年反正就不是末日以前的这些的预言。
The blue part actually symbolized the prophecy for the events on the 70 AD, they are not about the end of the age.
然后呢，关于末世了，我就用红色来表示。
And about the end of the age, I use red color to symbolize them.
最后呢，我用绿色来表示耶稣对门徒的警告还有劝勉。
Toward the end, I used the green color to symbolize the parts on the warnings on the encouragement.
大家看看这个图。
If we look at the figure,
会不会觉得跟我们现代人讲课很不一样呢？
Do you feel like this is a little bit different from how we teach nowadays?
现代人的这些老师教授们，他们讲课的时候喜欢一个 chapter 一个 chapter 这样来。
Nowadays, the teachers and the professors like to teach one chapter by another.
要是现代人来教，那就肯定第一章是蓝色。
If we use today's teaching style, chapter one will be about the blue color.
然后第二章红色，第三章绿色，是这样子。
Chapter two for red and chapter three for green.
但是耶稣不是这样子来教的。
But Jesus did not teach in this way.
他把这三种不同的信息交织在一起。
He mingled only three different types of information together.
大概每一样信息是三分之一左右。
About one third for each type of information.
那他这样做有什么目的呢？
Why is he teaching in this way?
我们知道啊，耶稣是一个伟大的教师。
We know that Jesus is a great teacher.
他这样做是有目的的。
He did this in purpose.
那我们先来看一个装置。
Let's see a instrument.
这个就是那些宇航员在上天以前哈，他在地面进行模拟的练习。
These are actually ground simulation instruments for the astronaut before they go to the space.
这个装置的这个简单的一个版本在迪士尼乐园是有的。
There is a simplified version in Disneyland.
我去迪士尼我也玩过。
I played this one, this simplified version when I was in Disney.
那我进去以后的话呢，它这个座椅上面有好几条这个安全带。
After I get in, I sit down. There are several safety belts.
绑的打横打竖打斜就 把我就绑得严严实实的。
Using different orientation, just fix you on the chair.
前面呢有一个很大的屏幕。
In front of it, there is a big screen.
这个屏幕呢，假设就是宇宙飞船看见外太空的那种景象。
Well, this screen can just basically it's the out space the space situation in the spacecraft.
那当然还有一个方向盘。
Of course, you also have a steering wheel.
还有一个操纵杆。
Also a joystick.
A joystick.
yeah, it's a control stick. Yes.
还有一些按钮。
And some buttons.
这就是最简单的宇宙飞船了。
This is the simplified version of spacecraft.
我一按开始。
I just push the begin.
然后我前面呢就出现一个图像，我就飞上天去了。
I see a situation that I'm flying to the space.
然后呢，这个木星啊、火星啊，就纷纷的就冲着我来了。
And the Saturn and Mars coming toward me.
接着就一堆那个陨石也飞过来了。
And then there's some meteoroids actually also flying toward me.
那我必须躲避嘛。
I also need, I must use the steering wheel to try to avoid this.
我一摆那个方向盘，那个飞船就转起来了。
When I turn the steering wheel, the spacecraft, the so-called spacecraft will swirl.
然后那个石头越来越多，我就拼命的转。
When there are more stones, actually, I will just try to avoid them and then try to steer away from them.
我只感到我在空中飞行啊，就做了很多的翻转。
It's just like I'm flying in the space and turn around a lot.
那实际上呢，我只在那个地方这样转来转去，哪也没去。
Actually, I was just turning around and then not going anywhere.
耶稣其实是想借用这个方法来教导门徒。
Jesus actually is trying to use this style to teach the disciples.
他希望门徒学习一个功课。
He wished the disciples could learn one lesson.
他希望门徒在知道或者经历了这个耶路撒冷圣殿被毁的事件以后，他对他的再来有一个深刻的了解。
He wished that the disciples will have a deeper understanding of his second coming through the temple being destroyed in 70 AD after they experienced it.
因为虽然70年的那一场大灾难是一场很大的灾难。
Actually, because even though the calamity on the 70 AD is a pretty big calamity,
但是比起他再来的时候的那些的灾难，那还是不值一提的。
However, this calamity is nothing as compared to his the calamity human race will experience in his second coming.
那耶稣就是通过这个来教导门徒关于末世。
Jesus is using this style through this event on 70 AD to teach the disciples about his second and his second coming and the end of the age.
那我们做来选几节经文做一些比较。
Let's select several verses to do a comparison.
那就像刚才那样，蓝色代表末世之前的预言，而红色呢是代表末世的预言。
Let's use the same style as we just saw. The blue color actually symbolizes the prophecy that is before the end of the age, and the red part is about the prophecy that toward the end of the age.
那你看哈，他说，当你看见耶路撒冷被兵围困的时候，你就知道它成为荒场的日子近了。
Let's see, when you see Jerusalem being surrounded by the armies, you will know that its desolation is near.
到了末日的时候了，日月星辰也要显出一些征兆出来。
We can also see there will be signs in the sun, moon, and star.
就是反正就是一个事件，它是有征兆然后才发生。
Nevertheless, it means if something happens, there will be a symbol.
那时在犹大的你就要逃到山上、啊、然后呢就在乡下的就不要进城了，因为在城里面的就出不来了。
In verse 21 it says, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those in the city get out, and let those in the country not enter the city.
这有点像武汉封城啊。
It is a little bit like the Wuhan city being under the blockade. Well, I mean, being locked up.
武汉一封城，里面的人想出来都出不来了。
When the city is closed off, nobody inside of the city can get out.
人心惶惶。
People panic.
到了末世，实际上也一样。到时候有一些迹象，有一些事件，让人家慌慌不定。
This is the same scenario toward the end of the age. There will be signs that make people panic.
二十三节这里说怀孕和奶孩子的诱惑了。
Verse 27, it talks about how dreadful it will be for in those days for the pregnant women and the nursing mothers.
那为什么怀孕和奶孩子的诱惑呢？
Why it's so bad for the pregnant women and the nursing mothers?
因为他们走得慢。
Because they are slow in their walking.
那孕妇固然就走得慢了。
A pregnant woman, of course, will walk slower.
奶孩子的也跑不快。
The same situation is for the nursing mother.
因为没有一个母亲愿意扔下她的婴儿自己跑的。
Because no single nursing mother wants to leave the children and run by herself.
那她抱着她的婴儿跑的时候，她当然就慢了。
When she holds the kid to run, of course it's going to be slower.
这是一个人道灾难。
This is a humanity calamity.
但是起码他们还跑了，虽然慢。
But at least they can run, even though they are slow.
但是到了末日的时候，那些人就吓得魂不附体，连跑都跑不动。
But when we look at the The end of the age, the people will be in great terror, and then they cannot even walk.
这些比较它不是对应的 很准、啊
these comparisons are not usually one by one very clearly.
但是我们看见总体来说就是从地上的灾难我们可以仿佛看见一些当时末日的时候这些灾难的一些影子。
At least from what people experienced in 70 AD on the earth, we can see the calamity toward the end of the age.
再来一次啊，就是耶稣要门徒看见公元70年圣殿被毁，然后学习到基督再来。
So, let's talk about this again. Basically, Jesus is trying to let the disciples through the event of 70 AD, the destroy of the temple, to learn the second coming of him.
他实际上也给出了 一套方法，就是让后来的人，当他看见眼前的灾难的时候，他要思想到末后的日子。
So the principle is that when people see the calamity facing them, they can see the end of the age, the situation in that scenario.
那我们今年就发生了一件事情。
Now this year we have an event.
我们知道这个武汉肺炎的病毒准备要在美国大爆发了。
We know there could be a pandemic of the coronavirus in the United States.
我相信大家也一定听到很多消息，也知道了，下来了会有一场很大的瘟疫。
I believe you also hear many news, and you also think there will be a pandemic situation, epidemic situation after this.
甚至可以说，这个瘟疫。已经来到我们家门口了。
We can even believe that this epidemic situation already comes to our door.
那我们准备好了没有
？Are we ready?
我们有没有学习到，当我们经历这些灾难、瘟疫的时候，我们要有一些什么样的看见，还有一些什么样的准备？
Are we ready to learn that through this plague, through this, this calamity, what can we see from it?
那我呢，因为这个瘟疫来到了，那我也做了一些思考，也查考了神的话语。
Because the plague is coming, so I learned some God's word, and then I have some thoughts.
这是我个人的一些的观点和看见，供大家参考，也不一定全对啊。
This is my thoughts and my opinion, and just for your reference, it doesn't mean it's going to be all correct.
我认为呢，这次瘟疫还不是大灾难的开始，但是也说不准。
But I actually think this plague is not the beginning of tribulation.But of course, you cannot say it's absolutely not.
我们要看有一些事情发不发生。假如发生的话，那有可能就是大灾难。
We need to see if other events are accompanied by this. If it happens, then it's going to be the great tribulation.
那我们回到神的话语里面来。
Let's go back to God's word.
在启示录的第六章，就是。羔羊，那就是耶稣了，要揭开那些印。
In chapter 6 Revelation, when the lamb, of course the lamb is Christ, when the lamb opened the seven seals.
当揭开第一印的时候了，跑出一匹白马。
When the first seal was opened, there is a white horse coming out.
那骑在白马上面的就是敌基督。
The rider for the white horse is the Antichrist.
这不是今天讲的重点，所以就记住第一匹马是敌基督就对了。
This is not the emphasis of today, so you just need to remember the first horse is Antichrist.
第二匹马是红马。
The second horse is a red horse.
当第二印揭开的时候，跑出这匹红马，它能够这个骑在马上的人可以从地上夺去太平。
When the second seal was opened, the red horse appeared, and when the red horse appeared, it can deprive the peace from the earth.
那红马我们就知道是战争了。
So we know that the red horse is war.
因为它夺去太平，而且它还有一把大刀。
Because it deprives the, it just get rid of the peace from the earth, and it has a big, knife. Yeah.
Sword.
Sword. Yeah.
那下一匹马就是第三印揭开的时候是一匹黑马。
Now the third horse, is a black horse. After the third wheel, the third seal was opened.
那有一个声音说一钱银子买一升麦子一钱银子买三升大麦
Well, a voice appeared saying that a quarter of wheat for a day's wages, three quarters of barley for a day's wages, and do not damage the oil and the wine.
一钱银子就是一天的工钱。
Here it's called, in the English version, it's already translated. Basically, it's talking about a day's wages, basically how much silver that is.
那个一升大麦，那就是一天的口粮。
A quarter of wheat is what people need to eat one day.
那干一天的活只能够自己吃。
So, when you work one for a day, it's only enough for you to feed yourself for one day.
就不能养活别人了。
You don't have enough to feed others.
而且酒和油也很缺。
As you can see, the wine and oil also scarcity.
而且这个人手上是拿着一个天平。
And more than that, there is a balance on this person's hand.
当粮食要用天平来称的时候呢，我们就知道这个粮食非常的贵。
When you know that when you have to weigh food on balance, you know that the food is very expensive.
这个图，这一匹马代表的是饥荒。
This horse means famine.
那我们知道了，第二匹马是战争，第三匹马是饥荒，那第四匹马我们能够猜到了。
We know that the first horse is war, the second horse is famine, and we can imagine the third one.
但是我们猜的不一定对。
But what we guess, it may not be right.
我先给大家介绍一个学者。
Let me try to introduce you a scholar.
有个学者叫做马尔萨斯。
This scholar's name is Malthus.
他就是一个人口专家。
He's very famous for his study of population.
他说粮食的增长啊是线性的。
He said the increase of the food supply is linear.
然后人口的增长是几何级数这样上去。
But the increase of population is exponential.
所以到了一定时候以后了，那个粮食供应就不够了。
So after a certain time, the food supply will not be enough.To support the population growth.
那怎么办呢？
What will happen?
那肯定是有这三样东西，这三件事情，随便一件就可以把人口给降下来。
There will be three events that could reduce the human population.
那就是战争、饥荒或者瘟疫。
These three events are war, famine, and plague.
所以这三套马车。都是一样的，随便一样都可以把人口降下来。
So these three events, regardless which one, it can reduce the population.
所以我们很自然的就想到，下一匹马跑出来的就是瘟疫。
So it's very easy for us to think the next horse could be plague.
但是这一匹马，它跑出来的时候，它说可以用刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫，还有野兽。
But when we see this horse, actually, in the Bible, it says the rider's name, the rider was named Death. They were given the power. They can kill people by sword, famine, and plague, and by the beast.
那我们看这个图就很清楚。
When we see this figure, it's very clear.
红马就是战争。
Red horse is a war.
黑马就是饥荒。
Black horse is famine.
这个灰马呢，它代表着战争、饥荒、瘟疫还有野兽。
But this gray horse actually can represent many things, including war, famine, and beasts, and also plague.
这个图告诉我们什么呢？
What does this figure tell us?
他说的是，瘟疫不是世界末日的头号杀手。
It says that the plague is not the number one killer of the end of the age.
末日来的时候，头号杀手是战争还有饥荒。
Toward the end of the age, the most important killers are actually war and famine.
所以，就是这一次瘟疫，我个人看来还不是大灾难的开始，但是假如这场瘟疫导致了战争和饥荒，那就难说了。
This is why I don't believe this plague is the beginning of the end of the age. But if this plague leads to war and famine, it will be difficult to say.
所以我们要留意这场事件的发生，因为前一阵子非洲不是有蝗虫吗？
So we need to pay attention to this because we know there are locusts from the Africa.
那好，我还看见的就是这场瘟疫过后了，会有很多人悔改，寻求神。
Now next point, what I see is after this plague, there will be many people repent and seek God.
过上两个星期了，股市已经插水的很厉害了。
For the last several weeks, the stock actually lost a lot.
几千点。
Several thousand points.
而且中国是世界的工厂，世界工厂不开工，其他国家的经济也受影响。
Besides that, you know, China is the world's factory, and the world's factory is not opening, then the economy, a global economy is impacted.
有很多国家的汽车的生产线呢，或者一电子产品的生产线呢，它没有从中国来的上游产品，它就不能开工。
So China is on the upstream of the supply chain. In many, many countries, when you have automobile industry and the electronic industry, if they don't have the raw material, they don't have the upstream product from China, they cannot actually produce their product.
所以这个经济会不会崩盘呢？
We don't know if there is a recession.
而且你看见了，右边这个图是 Costco 的人抢购物资。
You can see the figure on the right is in the Costco, and people are trying rush to buy stuff.
他们抢购的主要是两样。
They mainly buy two things.
一个就是粮食食品。
One is food.
另外一个就是手纸。
The other is toilet paper.
就是这种现象以前没有出现过。
We've never seen this situation before.
我又看见过一个视频，不知道大家有没有看过这个。
I saw another video. I don't know if you have ever seen this.
就是这些武汉人被关在家里一个多月以后了，他们都快崩溃了。
It's when the Wuhan city was closed up for more than 1 month, people are getting crazy.
他们会在晚上突然间就打开窗，一起在窗口向外喊。
At the night, they open the window together. They cry out.
然后的话了，到处一片回声，啊啊啊，这样子。
And you can hear this voice around the city.
真的有一种末世的感觉。
You really have a feeling toward the end of the age.
这个小孩子五岁。
This little kid is 5 years old.
他的爸爸在柳州工作。
His father works in Liu Zhou.
他跟他爷爷住在一起，他爷爷71岁。
He lives with his grandpa, and his grandpa was 71 years old.
他的爷爷突然间去世了，不是因为武汉肺炎。
His grandpa suddenly died, not because of the pneumonia.
这个小孩子知道他爷爷已经不在了。
This little kid know his grandpa is not there anymore.
他就很懂事，他就一个被子把他爷爷的遗体就盖得很好。
He used a blanket to cover his grandpa very well.
然后他自己一个人躲在家里吃饼干喝水。
And he just hide at home and then eat cookies and drink water.
直到有一天测体温的工作人员敲开他的门才发现这个悲剧。
Until one day, the community worker who is trying to measure temperature for people knocked at the door and opened the door and then they found this tragedy.
问他你为什么不出来求救？
They ask why you don't come out and to ask for help.
他说爷爷告诉我外面有病毒。
He said, Grandpa told me there are virus outside.
像这种的故事有很多很多。
Well, there are many, many such sad stories.
当瘟疫来临的时候呢，会发生还有经历很多不同的事情。
When the plague is coming, there are many, many things we have to experience.
人的对世界的看法，对人生的看法也会改变。
People's attitude toward the world and toward life will change.
他们开始思考人生的意义。
They can begin to think about the meaning of human life.
他们开始思考永恒。
They can begin to think about eternity.
他们开始把眼目往上看，抬头去寻找真理。
They can focus on they can look up and focus to find the truth.
武汉的基督徒是有福的。
I think blessed are the Christians in Wuhan.
因为这一场瘟疫过去以后。他们出去传福音的时候，他们会发现比以前容易了很多。
Because after the plague, when they go out to preach the gospel, they will find it's much easier than before.
因为神已经通过这场瘟疫，让人的心的里面的那个土壤变得松动了。
Because through this plague, God can soften the heart, the soil in the human heart.
当福音的种子进去的时候，就能够很快的长起来。
When the seeds of gospel were planted, it could grow up very quickly.
那我们准备好没有呢？
But are we ready?
我们有没有准备好这场瘟疫？假如来到大学城，我们应该怎么去面对呢？
Are we ready when this plague comes to College Station? How are we going to face it?
圣经说
In the Bible it says,
这样当你看见这些事渐渐成就，你就晓得神的国近了。
Even though when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near.
耶稣关于末日给我们有教导。
Jesus has teaching about the end of the age.
他说你们要谨慎，恐怕因为贪食醉酒并今生的思虑累住你们的心，那日子就像网罗一样忽然临到。
He said, "Be careful, oh, your hearts will be weighted down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and that day will close on you unexpectedly like a trap."
今生的思虑累住我们的心。
This life's dissipation and anxiety actually can.Really burden our heart.
让我们看不见基督的再来。
Such burden actually make us not be able to see the second coming of Christ.
我看过一本神学的书，他讲到耶稣再来。
I read a book about the theological book about second coming of Christ.
这本书说，他说一个基督徒对基督再来的盼望。是衡量基督徒生命的一把尺子。
He said, Christian's attitude and hope toward the second coming of Christ actually can be a ruler for his life in Christ.
一个基督徒，他假如他跟神没有美好的关系
，If he doesn't have a good relationship with God，
假如他不注重跟弟兄姐妹 有真正的团契和沟通。
If he doesn't pay attention to a true fellowship and communication with brothers and sisters,
假如他很喜欢世界上各种各样的事情
，If he just loves the worldly things,
那么他对基督的再来，他也不会有很大的盼望。
That type of Christian, so often they don't have a strong desire for the second coming of Christ.
啊，这个我也。这个也是对我的一个的提醒。
This is also a reminder for me.
我们为什么要等到瘟疫的时候才能够想到基督再来呢？
Why do we, can we just think about the second coming of Christ just after the plague?
这也是对包括我在内的所有弟兄姐妹的一个提醒。
I think this is a very important warning and reminder for all of us, including me.
耶稣还教导你们要时时警醒。
Jesus also tells us you need to be alarmed.
要常常祈求。
Need to pray consistently.
这样就使你们能够逃避一切将来的事，将来将要来的事。
And this.So that you may stand, that will allow you to escape that is about to happen.
那一切要来的事讲什么？
What are these things that will happen?
他是讲七年的大灾难。
He's talking about the 7 years of tribulation.
当耶稣再来的时候，教会被提。
When Jesus comes again, there will be rapture of the church.
然后之后地上有七年的大灾难。
After the rapture of the church, there will be 7 years of tribulation.
我们非常的感谢神。
We really thank God.
真正信主的人是不用经历那七年的大灾难。
For us who truly believe in God, we will not experience, we will not have to go through these 7 years of tribulation.
那纯粹是神的恩典，让我们免去这些灾难。
That is only God's grace to allow us to avoid this tribulation.
但是我们要时时警醒，常常祈求。
But we need to be on watch, and we need to pray all the time.
好在耶稣来的时候，我们可以站在他的面前。
So that when Jesus comes, we can stand before the Son of Man.
瘟疫来了。
So the plague is coming.
我们有没有思考我们在瘟疫当中要怎么度过呢？
Have we thought what we will do in this situation?
我们向神祈求，那是因为我们求神把这个瘟疫的损害的程度降到最低。
We pray to God, we often pray that we can reduce the impact of this plague to the minimum.
但是我们同样也知道这是神的主权。
But we also know this is the authority of God.
我们祈求神保存我们的生命，保存我们的家人。
We pray that God will protect our family, protect our life.
但是这同样是神的主权。
But again, this is God's sovereignty.
我们如何才能够在这一场瘟疫来临的时候，我们做到真正的安全呢？
How can we be truly safe in this plague?
诗篇九十一篇第一节，他说
，Psalm 91:1 it says,
住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty.
我们要在全能者荫下，最好的做法就是我们在基督耶稣里面。
If we want to be in the shadow of the Almighty, the most important thing is that we are in Christ Jesus.
神让这一场瘟疫发生。
God allowed this plague to happen.
他有他的美意。
He has His will.
因为瘟疫过后。整个世界是不再一样。
Because after the plague, the world will be different.
我们要准备我们自己。
We need to prepare ourselves.
我们求神保存我们的生命。
We pray that God will reserve our life.
不是为了别的，是为了在这场瘟疫以后，我们可以去传扬他的福音。
Not for other purpose, but after, so that we ask God to protect us, so that after this plague, we can go out to preach His gospel.
我们也要学习 这些经文教导我们的这样子，当我们经历当下的一些困难危险甚至死亡的时候，我们能够见到耶稣再来的情景。
We also need to learn what we have learned from the scripture today, that when we experience the difficulties, death and challenges today, we can see the second coming of Christ, the end of the age.
因此我们对末后的日子存着一个盼望的心。
So that we have a hope for the second coming of Christ and the end of the age.
而对耶稣基督再来的盼望是一个基督徒应该做的。
And this hope for the second coming of Christ is an essential part of our Christian life.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
哦，慈悲天父，我们感谢你，你没有阻止瘟疫，你让瘟疫发生了，你也让瘟疫一直跑到我们的家门口。我们马上就要经历一场瘟疫，这场瘟疫可以很小，可以对我们没有什么影响，也可以很大，让我们经历了很多很多。但是无论结果如何，我们都向你求，求你保守我们大学城华人教会，还有天下所有的基督徒，在经历这场瘟疫的时候，都能够思想末日对我们的意义，也思想基督的再来，并且思想我们为了基督的再来，我们有些什么可以做的。主，我们谢谢你，谢谢你赐给我们的一切，谢谢你赐给我们的保守，还有我们的对末日的盼望。主，我们谢谢你，祷告奉主耶稣圣名。
Amen.
Amen.